Welcome to the Unstoppable Eventrepreneur Podcast, where we have open and honest conversations about business strategies, thinking, and habits that are essential to building a successful event planning business while enjoying a fulfilling lifestyle. I am your host, Mayo Silvers, an events veteran with over 20 years of experience and also an unstoppable eventrepreneur with two multiple six-figure events business. Come listen with an open heart and open mind. Be ready to reset, recharge, and rejuvenate your life and your business. Welcome to the Unstoppable Eventrepreneur Podcast once again. Thank you so much for giving me your time every week to listen to our podcast. And I hope that we have been able to nurture you and serve you well in your personal growth and also your business growth. So we continue with our series of goal setting for 2023. Last week, we talked about setting goals. Why are you setting these goals? Why are those goals important to you? And we talked about, are those goals repeated goals? Did you achieve them? If you did, why are you setting the same goal again? And if you did not, what happened? So this week, we're going to talk about the action plan that you need to put together to continue to achieve those goals, assuming that you have achieved those goals in 2022 and you're going to accelerate it for 2023, or goals that you did not achieve. How can we achieve it for 2023? Or new goals, how can we achieve those new goals in 2023? So before we talk about the action plan for any goals that you have set, one very important factor, and it doesn't matter whether is it a new goal for 2023 or any goals that you have set for yourself throughout the year, one very important thing that you need to do is to recognize your current way of behavior. And that all comes from your current way of thinking, what influenced that current way of thinking, your existing beliefs, your existing behavior that could be influenced by, of course, your way of thinking and also your environment, which could be the people that you're surrounding yourself with. So you need to evaluate and audit your current way of thinking and how that thinking create thoughts and create your current behavior, and what is the current result that leads to your current life circumstances. Okay, so it doesn't matter whether it's positive or negative, it just is. What do I mean by that? So I want you to take a look at currently your life, okay? Your personal life, your business life, your work life. Are you happy with what you have right now? If you are, what are the contributing factors currently that is creating the environment for you that is resulting in this satisfactory life that you are, or happy life that you're living? And if the answer is you're happy, but you want better, you want more, then you have to evaluate what do you currently have that at least keeps you content, but what needs to change to make a difference so that you can live a more fulfilled life. If you are not happy with your current circumstances, your current life circumstances, personal, business, or career, you have to ask yourself, why are you not happy? What are you trying to achieve? Why can't you achieve that? What are the current circumstances that is stopping you from achieving that? Why is it important for you to recognize all these things? Because if you don't recognize all those things, that means you have no idea what is the hindrance. A lot of times, you are able to see the obstacle. You're able to see the hindrance that's stopping you from achieving what you want in life in general. But those are what I call surface obstacle, okay? Surface obstacle. For instance, if you're trying to lose weight and you say that I'm having difficulty in trying to lose weight because I don't have time to exercise. Okay, that's a surface problem. You don't have time to exercise. And then what's the reason why you don't have time? Is it because you work too many long hours or the work is very demanding? And is it because that you are put in different ways to cater to not just work, but to in your personal life, taking care of the family, household chores, etc.? You have to be so vigilant and so clear in what exactly is stopping you. So, okay, we have the surface problem. I don't have enough time. What caused the I don't have the enough time? So you got to write it down. Okay, you know, because Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I do all those things. You have to write all this down. And then after that, you have to ask yourself, okay, why are you allowing these things happening to stop you from, that is robbing you from your time? What are all those things necessary for you to do? So my coach has taught me a really, really great way to audit what is really, truly important that is going to move my success needle in my personal growth and business growth. Is after you have listed down all those things that is robbing your time, you are going to evaluate, okay, what are the things that I can automate, delegate, or delete? Okay, so you're going to apply these three principles. After you apply those three principles, you may come to the conclusion that, oh, there's a lot of things I cannot delegate. There's a lot of things I cannot automate. There's a lot of things I cannot delete. Why? You have to go one more layer deep. Why? Why don't you think that you can automate, delegate, or delete those things? Why is that? Is it because that you don't know how to set boundaries? Is it because you're afraid of disappointing people? That's why you are afraid of saying no to people? Is it because that you are afraid of technology? You can't automate? Is it because you feel that your worth is taken away if you stop showing up as the dutiful wife or the dutiful mom? Is it because of guilt? You see, I go much, much, much deeper. So you have to come to all this realization and realize that the reason why you don't have enough time is because of all these reasons. And then that equates to your current way of thinking, your belief, okay? Those are your beliefs. And those beliefs are creating this hindrance from allowing you to achieve your goal. And the next thing you need to ask yourself, what can I change? What can I take action now to change those beliefs? What can I do to take a step forward? And this is where you got to do the inner work, right? It all goes back to how bad do you want it? How bad do you want to achieve that goal? Once you come to the conclusion that I am not going to accept my current circumstances anymore, the need to want to change is going to surpass all the challenges, all the uncomfortable emotions, uncomfortable actions that you have to take, because your desire to want to make that change is so strong that nothing's going to stop you. Okay? So you are going to start challenging your beliefs. Easier said than done, right? You're going to start changing your current way of living. Again, easier said than done. If you could have done it, you would have done it long time ago. So what we're going to do now is we're going to take baby steps, okay? We're going to break down. Okay, in order to, you know, why do I keep going back to losing weight? Because it's how you do one thing is how you do everything, okay? So I choose something that's very personal because this happens to be, from my perspective, 99% of the people always trying to eat better, exercise more, and be healthier every single year. That is this resolution. Why am I not talking about business? Because once you feel better, okay, once you feel better internally and physically, emotionally, so once you feel better physically, it has a ripple effect. The physical strength, the will give you mental clarity, okay? Mental clarity equates to you can think better, you can think faster, you can think more efficiently, effectively. And it also gives you physical strength. Physical strength means you have more energy, you have more focus, okay, which in turn give you mental and emotional strength, stability. You feel your well-being is so much better overall. So when you have the fundamental taken care of, everything becomes easier. And that's why I'm talking about losing weight, okay? It doesn't have to be losing weight. It could be eating better, exercising. It all comes together. So now you have identified, okay, the surface problem, which is you don't have enough time. And then what caused the you don't have the enough time? And then you look at, okay, those things that cause the I don't have the enough time, is it challenging your current belief? Is it challenging the current way of thinking, current way of living, current way of behaving? So then you do all this inner work. Once you have done the inner work that, okay, I'm no longer accepting my current way of living, et cetera, then you are going to see, okay, what are the action plans? And the goal here is not to try to eat the elephant all in one sitting, okay? This is why 99% of the people fail when they try to attain a new goal or to attain a repeated goal that have not been attained before. They look at the big plan and they go all in, okay? So if you have already had that goal before, you need to look at, okay, you have done that, you have tried to attain that goal and it didn't work. Why didn't it work, right? Did you do the exercise that I just went through just now, going through all these five layers deep, right? Did you take certain actions and it didn't happen? Why? You couldn't sustain it. Why? A lot of times it's because we try to eat the whole elephant in one sitting. So if we're trying to lose weight, okay, or eat better, right? Then we are going to make small changes, okay? We are not going to be focusing on goals. We're focusing on action. We are rewarding for a change in action. We're not rewarding a change in the results, okay? We do not want to reward ourselves by the change in the results. We want to reward ourselves by the change in actions. Why is that important? Because if you don't reward yourself when you don't see the change in the result, but you are not rewarding yourself in the change in action, you will give up. Just know that the change in result, it's accumulated. It is because of the accumulated in the change in action. Certain actions take longer time, but you are making a change to your current actions to a better actions that's going to yield a better result. It just takes time. So if you don't take little wins, okay, such as, okay, you have never exercised. I'm not expecting you to run 3 miles a day. I'm expecting you to maybe walk for 15 minutes, 30 minutes a day, okay? And that's your change in your action. So 30 minutes a day equates to times 7, right? That's 210 minutes a week versus 0 minutes a week, which was your current which is your current behavior. But if you're able to do 30 minutes a day times 7 days, that's 210 minutes a week. So you have changed your current behavior. And that is worth celebrating because you are making a positive change. But if by the day 7, you start to weigh yourself and you don't see any results, you get discouraged and then you stop taking action. And that's probably the reason why in the past you gave up. So I want you to change your way of thinking, your current way of believing that, oh, nothing is happening. Well, something is happening, just like growing a tree. You don't see anything, okay? You don't see any fruits within 7 days, but the roots are settling in. So, and then once the roots settle in, slowly, slowly, you will see, you know, little buds growing out of the soil. And then you continue to water and then you see those become a baby plant, a shrub, and then it becomes a baby tree. And then after it becomes a tree, and then after that, it starts to blossom, have flowers, and then it bear fruit. It's a process. So impatience is also another sabotage. If you become impatient, that's where things start to fall through the cracks and that's when you fall off the wagon. So you need to go back to your again, right? Your belief, your current way of belief, and audit your past results. And just know that every single change is going to bring you closer to the goal. You've got to keep yourself motivated with the actions, not just not just the end goal. Ask yourself, do you feel better today compared to yesterday? Do you feel better by the end of the week compared to the first day of the week, right? So just keep on increasing your little goals. So all these little goals, right? The big goal is by the end of 4 weeks, you can instead of doing 30 minutes a day, you can increase to 45 minutes a day. So you just increase your workout time. And then maybe we can add another change in action, which is your change in your eating habits, right? Maybe we don't have to drink a power shake in the morning, a power shake at night, and only having a salad for lunch. You know, from the get-go, we're going to start maybe just change one meal a day. So maybe change how you eat for dinner. Okay, breakfast and lunch, you can continue to eat the same. And then maybe dinner will change the portion size or what is you're eating for dinner. So the idea here is to break out a big, you know, break up a big goal, make it into little baby goals, right? After you make into little baby goals, what are the little mini baby goals you can do? So you are not shocking your current belief, your current way of thinking, and your ego, okay? A lot of times we are living our life subconsciously. We're not conscious of our thoughts. All our actions, our way of belief, our way of thinking are governed 90% by our subconscious mind because we are wired by default already. The 10% is fighting against the 90%. And that's the reason why I can't have an information overload or you can't have an information overload or action overload or a threaten to your current way of belief, your current way of programming, and it's going to be too much. Your body's going to shut down. Your mind is going to shut down. You're going to give up and say, this is too much. I can't do this. That's why we need to just break it down into bite size. Okay? Bite size. So you have to be so intentional and you have to write everything down. You have to write everything down on paper to track your progress. Okay? And it doesn't have to be on paper. It can be on your phone, it can be on your computer, however you want to do it, whatever works best for you. But there must be a way of tracking. You have to check in consciously, okay? Check in consciously, asking yourself, how do I feel? Do I feel good, right? Do I feel good today? Do I feel good today compared to yesterday? You have to constantly audit your actions so that it becomes a least resistance, okay? It becomes a path of least resistance to attain the new goal. If you set up so many new actions, so many new ways of doing things that challenge your belief, et cetera, that means you are creating a path of resistance, something that you've never done before, something that your body is not used to, something that your mind is not used to, and you can be powered by adrenaline and motivation, but adrenaline and motivation can only go this far, okay? When the rubber meets the road and it really challenges you, you see that hamburger, you want to eat that damn hamburger. I know that for a fact because I've been through that path, okay? Same thing with your business. If you show up every single day for your social media because that's the path that you say that you're going to do, you're going to show up more for your, you know, for your audience on the digital platform. And then it comes to a point that you're so tired and you just don't want to do it anymore because you are running on adrenaline and your adrenaline just died, especially if you don't see the results that you're expecting to see. So this has to be a long-term game. This has to be a long-term commitment. This has to become a way of life, a new way of thinking, a new way of belief. So it just becomes part of you. It's not a one time and done. And in order to make that happen, you have to take steps that doesn't shock your system, doesn't shock your belief, doesn't shock your body. Okay? And that's how it becomes sustainable. All right? So I'm going to keep it short, this podcast, but it's power packed. A lot of information, probably have to listen to it a few times and take notes. And that is going to help you to create new actions, new way of thinking, new way of belief, new thoughts, okay? That is going to help you gain the baby steps to achieve that big milestone that has been broken into the baby steps. Just know that the baby steps are not really baby. They are all steps going to lead up to the big milestone. Okay? And if it becomes a part of your life, and all of a sudden you wake up one day, you realize that, oh my God, I actually attained my goal. You would not even pay attention to the end goal because you're enjoying the journey. That's the most important part. You have to enjoy the journey in order to attain sustainability. Okay? All right? So thank you so much for giving me your time. Hopefully this podcast is giving you some insights on how to not sabotage yourself, how to create an action plan that's going to take you closer to your goal, and enjoy the process. Okay? Once again, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast so you can listen to our new episodes when we drop one every single Thursday. And of course, give us a review and a rating so we can continue with our path to become one of the top podcasts for business building, mindset, and also in the events field. I appreciate you. I appreciate your time. I appreciate you giving me your focus. And I look forward to speaking to you again next week.
Thank you for listening to the Unstoppable Eventrepreneur Podcast. If you have enjoyed this episode, can you do me a favor? Please leave us a review and also share our podcast so we can help more eventrepreneurs out there. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast so you never miss any new episodes.